Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Budget session of Parliament to begin from the 22nd of this month. Union budget to be presented the next day. President Draupadi Murmu embarks on a 4-day visit to Odisha to witness world-famous Rath Yatra in Puri tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks to UK's new Premier Keir Starmer, also congratulates Masoud Pezeshkian on his election as Iran's president. In badminton, Priyanshu Rajawat to take on Alex Lanier of France in the men's singles semi-final of Canada Open tonight. And in cricket, Zimbabwe beat India by 13 runs in first T20 international 5-match series in Harare. The budget session of Parliament will begin from the 22nd of this month. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju informed in a social media post that the session will continue till the 12th of August. He said the Union Budget 2024-25 will be presented in the Lok Sabha on the 23rd of July. Mr. Rijiju said President Draupadi Murmu, on the recommendation of the Government of India, has approved the proposal for summoning of both Houses of Parliament for the budget session. Minister of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal said in a video message that the economic survey report will be presented on the 22nd of July.
Budget satra 22 July se prarambh hoga aur 12 August tak chalega. 22 July ko economic survey report pesh hogi, 23 July ko budget pesh hoga. Uske baad jo hamare vibhinn mantralayon ki jo grants hoti hai us pe charcha hogi, finance bill bhi pass hoga. Ye is tarah ka budget satra rehne wala hai.
We have more from our correspondent.
It will be the first budget presented by the Narendra Modi government in its third term. During the joint sitting of both houses of parliament last month, President Draupadi Murmu had asserted that this budget will be an effective document of the government's far-reaching policies and futuristic vision. She had said that along with major economic and social decisions, many historic steps will also be seen in this budget. An interim budget was presented in February this year due to the Lok Sabha elections. After the Lok Sabha polls, a special session of Parliament was held from 24th June to 3rd July, where newly elected members took oath and President Murmu had addressed the members during joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had replied to the motion of thanks on President address in both Houses. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Bhubaneswar this evening on a 4-day visit to Odisha. The President was welcomed by Odisha Governor Raghubar Das, Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi and other dignitaries at the airport. The President will witness the world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra, Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan tomorrow at the holy coastal town of Puri. More from our correspondent.
Governor Raghubar Das and Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi greeted the President at the airport, from where she straightway drove to grace the 96th death anniversary of Utkal Mani Pandit Gopabandhu Das. The President will leave for Puri tomorrow morning to witness the world famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra, Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan. She is scheduled to visit the historic Udayagiri and Khandagiri caves at Bhubaneswar and interact with students of Vibhuti Kanungo College of Art and Crafts and Utkal University of Culture on the same day. She will also inaugurate the Divine Retreat Center of Brahma Kumaris in Haridamada village near Bhubaneswar and launched the Lifestyle of Sustainability campaign. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to Keir Starmer and congratulated him on being elected as the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said both sides remain committed to deepening the comprehensive strategic partnership and robust India-UK economic ties for the progress and prosperity of people of both countries and global good. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Masoud Pezeshkian on his election as the President of the Islamic Republic of Iran. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to working closely with Mr. Pezeshkian to further strengthen the warm and long-standing bilateral relationship for the benefit of people of India and Iran and the region. Iran's reformist candidate, Masoud Pezeshkian, defeated ultra-conservative Saeed Jalili in a runoff presidential election held yesterday. The 14th presidential election in Iran, which was initially set for 2025, was rescheduled following the unexpected death of President Ebrahim Raisi in a helicopter crash on the 19th of May this year. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke to UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said both sides reaffirmed the commitment to enhance the comprehensive strategic partnership. The External Affairs Minister said he is looking forward to an early in-person meeting with Mr. Lammy. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The Judicial Inquiry Commission, formed to investigate the Hathras stampede case, started the probe into the case today. The commission includes retired judge of Allahabad High Court, Brijesh Kumar Srivastav, former IAS Hemant Rao and former IPS Bhavesh Kumar Singh. It held a meeting with officials in Hathras today. The team also inspected the incident spot. Meanwhile, Uttar Pradesh police today conducted a medical checkup of main accused Dev Prakash Madhukar, who was arrested yesterday, and produced him in court. He was then sent to a 14-day judicial custody via magistrate court. Madhukar was the organizer of the satsang, which claimed 121 lives in the stampede on Tuesday. The police arrested two more accused today. Six accused have already been arrested in the case. Speaking to media, Superintendent of Police SP Hathras Nipun Agarwal said the chief organizer and main accused, Dev Prakash Madhukar, was arrested by the Special Operations Group of Hathras Police from Najafgarh in Delhi yesterday.
मधुकर को कल देर शाम दिल्ली में नजफगढ़ से पुलिस एक्शन के बाद गिरफ्तार करा था। इसे पूछताछ करी है कि इनकी फंडिंग कहां से हुई है, वो जांच के दायरे में है। इतना बड़ा कार्यक्रम होता है, इनको जो कपड़े दिए जा रहे हैं तो फंडिंग आ कहां से रही है, जो डोनर्स की लिस्ट है उसका संकलन करा जा रहा है। आयकर विभाग के साथ भी हम लोग पत्राचार कर रहे हैं, एक वृहद विवेचना है और जो भी इसमें दोषी है उसको बख्शा नहीं जाएगा।
The Hathras SP said organizing committee workers working under the direction of Dev Prakash were responsible for entry, exit, barricading and parking during satsang. They used to prevent police administration from any interference during satsang. Further investigation is being done in the case. In the Kashmir Valley, twin encounters are going on between security forces and terrorists in Motargam village and in Frisal Chinigam area of Kulgam district. According to police, a joint team of security forces launched a cordon and search operation on specific information about the presence of terrorists in these areas. As the joint team of forces approached the suspected spots, terrorists fired upon them, which was retaliated, triggering the encounters. The gunfight at both the places was continuing till reports last came in and further details are awaited. In Jharkhand, security forces have recovered 35 IEDs in the Naxal-affected Gumla district during a search operation. Superintendent of Police Shambhu Kumar Singh has informed that 5 IED bombs were recovered from the under-construction Kutma Banda Road, while 30 IEDs have been recovered from the Harinakhand area of the district. Mr. Singh said IEDs were planted by the Maoists with the aim of targeting the police, but were defused without causing any harm to the security forces. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, NBEMS, today conducted the Foreign Medical Graduate Examination, FMGE. The examination was held for 35,819 candidates at 71 centres across 50 cities. As a measure towards stringent examination security, NBEMS appointed more than 250 appraisers to supervise the conduct of the examination. As directed by Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda, Director General of Health Services and other institutions had also deputed a senior person at all the examination centres. The Health Ministry said no untoward incident has been reported from anywhere and the NBEMS will declare the result in due course. The Union Health Ministry today said the Medical Counselling Committee, MCC, has not yet notified the counselling schedule of National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET, UG and PG courses for the year 2024. The Ministry said the counselling schedule for NEET, UG and PG is announced by MCC on its website on the basis of completion of the exam process and finalisation of seat matrix by the National Medical Commission. The meeting between Telangana Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy and Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu has concluded. The meeting held in a cordial atmosphere about pending issues between the two states. The meeting reportedly decided to set up two separate committees of ministers and officials to further resolve the pending issues between the two states. The meeting held at Mahatma Jyotiba Phule Praja Bhavan in Hyderabad lasted for about an hour and 45 minutes. Chief Minister of Mizoram Lal Duhoma called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his residence in New Delhi today. They discussed shifting of Assam Rifles from the heart of Aizawl city to the new allocated camp about 10 kilometres from Aizawl. They also discussed the state government's flagship program Banakai, aimed at giving financial support and promotion of entrepreneurs of the state. The Chief Minister also briefed the Prime Minister on the Zo ethnic Baum refugees from Bangladesh. An awareness meeting on Sampurnita Abhiyan program was organized in Chipagiri Mandal of Karnool district of Andhra Pradesh today. Speaking on the occasion, Niti Aayog official Shruti Sabharwal said the union government has selected 500 backward mandals to implement the aspirational blocks program, out of which 15 mandals have been selected from the state of Andhra Pradesh. She said out of 15 mandals, Madikera, Chipagiri and Holagunda mandals have been selected from Karnool district, and steps should be taken by officials to achieve 100% progress in the six aspects included in the Sampurnata Abhiyan program. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari asserted that efforts are underway to increase the turnover of the automobile industry in India to 50 lakh crore rupees in the coming years. He was speaking after inaugurating a medical equipment and consumables manufacturing facility of Horeba Inda in Butibori area in Nagpur. The India Meteorological Department has forecast light and moderate rainfall over northwest, central, east and northeast India during the next 5 days. Heavy rainfall is likely over Uttarakhand, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, West Bengal, Sikkim and Bihar till the 9th of this month. The Met Department has predicted heavy rain in Punjab and West Madhya Pradesh for tomorrow. In flood-hit Assam, there is no respite from incessant rains across the state. Nearly 24 lakh people are affected in the second wave of floods. Six persons lost their lives in the last 24 hours. Rescue and relief measures are being carried out by the administration. Several ministers of the state visited the flood-hit areas. Some parts of Guwahati also witnessed waterlogging. In cricket, Zimbabwe defeated India by 13 runs in the first T20 international of the five-match series at Harare this evening. India had won the toss and elected to field. Indian bowlers, led by leg spinner Ravi Bishnoi, produced a dominant effort to restrict Zimbabwe to 115 for 9. However, chasing the target, the Indian batting order collapsed short of 13 runs for the hosts. Tendai Chatara and Sikandar Raza picked up 3 wickets each to take a 1-0 lead. In Canada Open Badminton, Indian shuttler Priyanshu Rajawat will take on Alex Lanier of France in the men's singles semi-final at around 10 tonight. Rajawat stunned top seed and world number 4 Anders Antonsen of Denmark 21-11, 17-21, 21-19 in a grueling 1-hour 19-minute quarterfinal last night. In Wimbledon tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden will take on German pair of Henrik Evans and Konstantin Fransson in the second round of men's doubles in London this evening. The second seed Indian-Australian duo defeated the all-Dutch combination Sander Arends and Robin Haas in the first round on Wednesday. The birth anniversary of Bharatiya Jan Sangh founder Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee was observed today. Dr. Mukherjee founded the Bharatiya Jan Sangh in 1951, which was later renamed as the Bharatiya Janata Party in 1980. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah, along with many party leaders, paid tributes to the Bharatiya Jan Sangh founder on the occasion. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Budget session of Parliament to begin from the 22nd of this month. Union budget to be presented the next day. President Draupadi Murmu embarks on a 4-day visit to Odisha to witness world-famous Rath Yatra in Puri tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi speaks to UK's new Premier Keir Starmer, also congratulates Masood Pezeshkian on his election as Iran's president. In badminton, Priyanshu Rajawat's to take on Alex Lanier of France in the men's singles semi-final of Canada Open tonight. And in cricket, Zimbabwe beat India by 13 runs in first T20 international of 5-match series in Harare. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.